Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome into Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
That's right. On a Sunday morning, how you doing? 9 a.m. right here on 96.5, The Fan for Fantasy Football Sunday. Jacob Mustard on the keys. Mac Morey here with you for the next hour. Talking our favorite thing. Because most of you are going to be on the couch for the next 12 hours. Checking your fantasy football leagues. Texting your chat. Hopefully trash talking. We're going to be there. Maybe some of you are going to be at the first home Chiefs game today. Hopeful for a win. Did I pick against the Chiefs on Fesco and Dusty on Friday? Maybe. Do I believe that? Kind of. Do I want to not? Yes. Am I hopeful today? Yes. Do the Chiefs have the best quarterback in the game? Yes. Should you start him in fantasy football? Of course. Of course. Yes, Jacob. Don't shake your head. Yes, you should. And I believe that. We're here today. For the next hour, we're going to talk all things fantasy football. The show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Make sure you're a part of the show on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. That number is going to be crucial the last 20 minutes of the show because it is all you guys. Text in your start or sit questions, 913-586-7965. And we already got one, a tease for the next, for the last 20 minutes of the show and 30 or 40 minutes from the 913. Got to start two of the three, Zay Flowers, Jacoby Myers, DJ Moore. I'll do this one for now, and then we'll save the rest for the end of the show. Just a tease for what the end of the, for what the end of the show is. I'd go DJ Moore. I'm still, we'll talk about the Bears, and I'd go Zay Flowers out of those two. 913. And that's the first one. Let's get going here on a Sunday morning. Week two is here, guys. And week two is deceiving in the NFL for us fantasy footballers, for us football bettors, because we think we know so much from 1 week, but we actually probably know less than we did before the season started. We forgot all of our preconceived notions. We forgot all the things we talked about for 3 or 4 months because now we finally watched football. We saw 1 week of football, and now we think, okay, we know everything. The Lions, they're for sure bad. Caleb Williams, he sucks. Like, we can just know these things, right? And some of these things may be true, but we don't know. Some of these teams looked bad in week one. Maybe the Broncos look great today. Maybe that offense looks awesome. Bo Nix gets it back going. Maybe the Bengals, right? The Bengals. We'll talk about the Bengals a lot. Week two for us in fantasy football, though, more than anything, is trying to read through that, one. But two, not only read that through that for your team, but also for what you can do to make your team better. This is buy low, sell high season. Because of those preconceived notions, because of people knowing everything or thinking they do, now you can really exploit some of those people by selling high, buying low. And I think the Bengals could be a perfect example of that when speaking of buying low. Because if they play bad again today and you're a Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow owner, or if you have one in your league that's going to start getting antsy and anxious, man, those guys are going to be fine. I think today they'll even be fine. But if they struggle to execute and their quality of play is trash again, I mean, what, Joe Burrow have two passing yards in the second half of that game last week? Jeez. Jaguars defense looked pretty rough. We'll see what happens there. Travis Hunter's supposed to play more defense. Only 6 snaps last week. Expensive Wandale Robinson looking like to me right now. That's what it looks like to me. I saw it on Twitter. I laughed so hard because I did call Travis Hunter the biggest bust. Well, I forgot the exact quote I said. He's been one of the biggest busts in NFL history, I believe, was the exact quote I said on Fesco and Dusty Live from 6 to 10 a.m. We'll be reacting to hopefully a Chiefs win tomorrow morning right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. From the 660, morning, Mac Daddy. Tough loss for old Rocky Top. Go Vols. Yes, it was. That was a tough one. Let's get to some sleepers here. Thanks for the reminder, 660. We're moving on, okay? It was a great game. Josh Heupel deserves some L's. We can talk about that another day. Let's get to some sleepers here just on the waiver wire. I know most of you have probably talked about these things and fixed these things up. That's completely fine. If there's one of these guys still lingering on the waiver wire this morning, or if you're in a pinch, let's just talk about that. We'll roll through these pretty quickly, and then we're going to get to max matchups after the break, because I'm going to go through almost every matchup, and if I miss one that you want to talk about, please text in and we can talk about it, because I've got thoughts on a lot of these today, and I think I'm doing a lot of zagging today on some of these predictions. I think this is a week where you can zag pretty strongly and with a pretty good conscience and not feel too scared. For wide receivers, Kayshon Boutte, Cedric Tillman, Elike Emanor, that's one that may be on a lot of your waiver wires still. I told you guys about that before the season started. I mentioned his name last week. I'm getting the last name incorrect. I know I am, and I apologize to him. He's a good player for the Tennessee Titans. Starting for them in that slot position, well, kind of mixing up between the X and slot, him and Calvin Ridley, pretty interchangeable in that way. But this is a guy who got targeted last week, should have had a catch if Brian Callahan knew the rules of football and challenged the play. Yes, Brian Callahan, one elbow does equal 2 feet. He was in bounds. That was a catch. Fantastic catch for a rookie on his first game. And yes, it's not going to go in the stat sheet because his coach is a nincompoop. Elike Emanor for the Titans is a guy that's probably still there for a lot of you people. And if you feel shallow, if you feel lacking of depth in your wide receiver room, yeah, let's go for Elike Emanor. Josh Palmer, the Chiefs defense looked pretty rough in week one. We'll see what Josh Palmer does further than this. Calvin Austin, another guy that I don't know how confident I feel in actually Calvin Austin, but and I don't know how confident I feel in the Steelers today. And we'll talk about that in max matchups later. I think the Steelers are another stay away today, but Calvin Austin is a guy who exceeded on some of those short throws and getting yards after the catch, was able to follow some of his blockers. Calvin Austin is a guy maybe you could pick up there in Pittsburgh. For running backs, Tootin probably gone, Dylan Sampson probably gone, Tank Bigsby, there's a chance he's there, and Trey Benson, there's definitely a chance he's there for the Arizona Cardinals. Rookie last season didn't really do much of anything because he's got a steady guy in James Conner ahead of him, but they've already shown in week one, they're giving Trey Benson some run. They're giving him some snaps. He's in the rotation. So that makes me think, okay, by week 5, week 6, week 7, Trey Benson's a real part of that offense. And in the desolate wasteland that we call tight ends in fantasy football, Harold Fannin Jr. for the Browns, probably gone in your waiver wires, but if he's not there, Brenton Strange is a guy for the Jaguars that I just think is going to be a good tight end. I'm confident in the Jaguars' offense this season from a fantasy perspective. Their defense gives me struggle, which makes me like their offense even more. I think they're going to have to throw the football a lot to stay in these games. I think that could be the case for the Bengals-Jaguars game today. Brenton Strange, second-year player for the Jacksonville Jaguars, solid athlete, and it looks like him and Trevor Lawrence have a good relationship. Think of Juwan Johnson, another guy who people probably grabbed instead of Brenton Strange. I think Strange is the guy to go for there. But again, the real thing with waiver wires in week two to me is knowing who to drop, right? There are guys who maybe you should drop now who you want to hold on to because it's fantasy football, because there's loyalty, because you think you're right, because we think we know everything, and that's fine, and it's your team, and you drafted these guys, and you want them to work out, but there are some guys like that you should drop, and some guys that'll get dropped that you need to pick up, right? Like if someone dropped Trey Harris, right, for the Chargers, pick him up. Rookie wide receiver, only a couple of targets last week. It's a guy who's going to get used more and more on that Chargers offense. But a guy like Caleb Johnson for the Steelers, you should drop him. You should drop him. If you're an Iowa fan, I apologize. If you have some loyalties there, if you have some biases there, yes, I understand. One, I didn't like him before because any running back with Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career is just, that's a stay away for me big time. But Caleb Johnson didn't even get touches. He was not a part of that offense. He dropped a pass in the preseason that was right in his hands that made me think, okay, Aaron Rodgers is never going to want to play with this guy. That seemed to be the case in week one. I would drop Caleb Johnson. Matthew Golden, I started him these first 2 weeks and I probably shouldn't have. But I'm not going to drop Matthew Golden. Matthew Golden's going to be a smash play in the mid to late seasons in fantasy football.
Especially with the injury that just happened
to Jaden Reed. Yes, to Jaden Reed, who's going to be out for the next few weeks. Is it the season?
Last I saw, it was about 8 weeks.
Okay.
6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So, yeah. Month and a half, 2 months. Matthew Golden's going to... I mean, did you see the expected... What was it? What was the stat? What could have been fantasy points if it weren't for the miscues and the drops?
I think it was like 22 or something like that, but I know it was over like 140 yards and potentially two touchdowns.
I think it was two touchdowns, and yeah, it was over 100 yards for sure. It was triple-digit yards. It was over two. I mean, they had an 80-yard touchdown in that game Thursday. You know, they just missed it. It was a yard too far. Maybe Golden slowed down, like whatever it is. It's a rookie. This is what we talk about. Rookie wide receivers, rookie players in general a lot of the time, but especially rookie wide receivers, they're going to pop off later on, right? You want to hold on to those guys. Don't drop your rookie wide receivers. So if you see him on the waiver wire, pick him up now. Don't drop Isaiah Pacheco, but I don't think you can play him this week, question mark. We'll talk about the Chiefs and the Eagles and max matchups here coming up after the break. And make sure you're texting in all of your start-sit questions as we're writing those down and taking note of those. 913-586-7965 is the phone number on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Isaiah Pacheco is going to be a tough one. Don't drop Dante Thornton for the Raiders quite yet. There are a couple guys who you shouldn't drop and some guys who you really do need to get rid of. 417, let him go, guys. Shedeur Sanders isn't going to pan out. Yep, we're talking about him. We're going to talk about a lot of things, though, on the other side of the break in max matchups. Let's get to it. Let's take an early break because we've got a lot to get to in this next segment. If I know anything about this show, I know this next segment can go for a while because I like to talk about these matchups for a minute. If you've got a matchup that maybe I don't get to or I'm not going to talk about as long as you want or don't get the answer that you ask your question, please. Ask anything you want in the text line. We'll try and get to it. 913-586-7965. We're here with you for the next 45 minutes right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays on your home for Chiefs football.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. My favorite part of the show. I just love going through these matchups. I love finding little nuggets that we can exploit and get the most juice out of the squeeze. If you know what I'm saying, from the 913, anyone else think Garrett Wilson's going to cook against this porous Bills defense? Let's start there. It's a noon game. Why not? It's a great segue for us. 913-586-7965. The last 20 minutes of this program, Fantasy Football Sunday, I will be giving you all of your, I will be answering all of your text questions for who to start, who to sit, where do I go? I've got these three guys. I can only start two of them. What do I do? Text in all of those questions on the JSAF Lanto Service text line, 913-586-7965. Okay, let's start Bills-Jets. This is an upset alert. I know what happened last week. 41-40 was an electric game, one of the best football games I've watched, truthfully. And I don't think that's hyperbolic. I know it was week one. That was an incredible game. You were down 15 with 3:50 to go. With that said, the Bills' defense looked bad. And the Bills' offense was struggling until that fourth quarter. They didn't look terrible. They really had their moments. But, I mean, it was a tip touchdown. There were a lot of crazy things that happened in that game. And the Jets have a good defense. And they have a really strong offensive line that's physical. Justin Fields was accurate. I was wrong about Fields last week specifically, but I've been right about him so far. Because I told you guys to draft him. I didn't think week one was his week because it was the Steelers and he just came from them and they knew all of his strengths. It didn't matter. I think if anything, that makes me feel better than I already did about him. The fact that he was just able to get through that week one, I'm playing against a defense that I just was with that knows me, a head coach that can analyze all of my strengths, all of my weaknesses, and execute against them. And they weren't able to do so. Had weeks to prepare, and Justin Fields was better. I know they lost the game, but he was better than that defense. And that offensive line looked great. Armin Membu, wow. Shout out. Shutting down TJ Watt. So I think the Jets are going to fare well in this game. I think Justin Fields is fantasy gold today and a lot of the season. Only 48 rushing yards last week, but two touchdowns, 12 carries too. A lot of those were designed, so they are using him. Breece Hall, another smash play. The arm looks solid for Justin Fields, as we talked about. The Bills' O-line's a little bit hurt, but I don't think that changes anything for me from a who to start on the Bills. I think Shakir's still like a solid flex. James Cook's a start. Keon Coleman, I think you probably have to start him if you have him. I think last week, and again, that touchdown that he had, that tip touchdown, like that was lucky, but he was in the right spot, and it was an athletic play, and it was good hands. It was great focus. A couple of his catches were really nice, like, he was creating separation, even if it was against zone and they were hedging other ways. Like, he looked like a really good athlete, which is why they drafted him ahead of Xavier Worthy. And I don't think he's going to be better than X, but he started to show the part, at least, of why they wanted him on this team. And they need him. If they want to get to where they want to go, they need Keon Coleman to be a solid 1B, 1A with Shakir. They really do. And so I think you've probably got to start. Even though the Jets is a good defense, I would go with Keon Coleman. Let's go to another noon game, Giants-Cowboys. We've got neighbor problems right now. Russell Wilson, if you just look at the percentage chance of explosive plays right now, and it's just 1 week, but the Giants are bottom three, just based on their offensive line, their inability to run the football effectively, and Russell Wilson's inept play, just full-on ineptitude, just full-on, he's not a football player anymore. Russell Wilson, he would need, even with the ensemble of the Eagles around him, he would struggle. He would look mid at best. So we've got neighbor issues. Five catches on 12 targets is rough, but the 12 targets is still there. Dallas defense is really injured. I don't know if Diggs is playing. I don't think Bland is playing. Deron Bland is not playing, I believe. So both their top corners are either hurt or not in the game. And as far as the Cowboys go, no huge changes there. Although, Javonte Williams, last week I would have said, what are we doing here? This week, I think you definitely start him. The Giants have a good defensive line, don't get me wrong. But they have a good pass rush. We'll see if they can stop the run. But they have a very, very talented front four. Do you know they played, I forget the exact stat, I think it was 11% of the snaps or something. Those four, Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter, and their other one. I'm forgetting their fourth defensive lineman over there in the G-men, but they played like it was something like 11% of the snaps together in week one, and three of them together, it was like 20% of the snaps. Like that's malpractice. You have to get these guys on the field together. That's why you have them, but they still looked great. And I imagine that'll increase, right? That number will increase week in, week out, but we'll see how they are at stopping the run. Seahawks, Steelers. I'm out on DK again this game. I told you guys don't start DK last week. I was correct. I think that's the case this week. The Seahawks have a great, great, great defense. They can stop the run. They've got Tariq Woolen and company out there in the secondary. They destroyed Brock Purdy so bad, he's going to be out for 4-6 weeks or whatever. He's got turf toe. His shoulder's hurt. The Seahawks are physical. So I'm not starting Rodgers. I'm not starting DK Metcalf. I'm not starting either of the running backs. I already told you I think you should drop Caleb Johnson. Calvin Austin's a possible waiver wire pickup and maybe like a flex start if you're desperate. But like other than that, I'm off the Steelers right now in fantasy. I know Aaron Rodgers had a good week last week, but if you look at that spray chart, if you look at where he was throwing, it was behind the line of scrimmage. It was getting the ball out quick. He already mentioned his back was tight going into week one or after week one, I believe. Like, I don't know. We'll see. This is a Seahawks defense that he's going to get hit. And they're showing him right now. Like, he had some decent times getting out of the pocket. He looked mobile. And then there's Fields, who's just, wow. He looked good. If Fields looks like that again this week, wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Rams, Titans. Another upset alert. And I love the Rams. I think the Rams are Super Bowl contenders, but I think the Titans could win today. And this is one of those things, week one overreaction. I know, text line. Which, by the way, 913-586-7965. Text in your start or sit questions here as we go through all of Max matchups here on Fantasy Football Sundays. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. Chiefs play today at home. Oh, I'm excited about that. Let's go. Gonna be there. Gonna be on the sidelines. So if you spot me, let me know. Send me a picture of myself. It'll be funny. You can see what I'm wearing today on the YouTube, by the way. We're live on YouTube on The Fan 965, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. You can watch us there, listen to us on the app. No excuse not to be tuned in. Rams, Titans. Titans could win today again. They've got a big defensive front. They're mean with big Jeff Simmons up there. I'm not starting Stafford today, personally. I'd start Ridley. I'd start Puka. I know the Ridley thing last week. That doesn't scare me. Cam Ward's going to throw to Ridley. There were a couple, out of character drops for Calvin Ridley, right? It was week one. Ward's got kind of a weird release that I'm sure everyone's still getting used to. It's going to be fine. Jags, Bengals. And then for the Titans there, yeah, we talked about Elijah Manor. The Rams have a good defense. Other than Ridley and Puka, I mean, Adams is a possible start, but I'm kind of... This is a stay away. These are two solid defenses with offenses that struggled last week, and I don't foresee, like, Kyron Williams, obviously, that's a start. You have to start him every week just as much as he gets the ball, but defensive front that could get hit could give him troubles as well. Jags, Bengals. I told you all about Travis Hunter, man. Could be a bust. Expensive Wandale Robinson. I know they were inches away from that 60-yard touchdown, so it's easy for me to say that and laugh. I just want to be right. Let me have this. But if the Bengals suck again, I mentioned this in the first segment, this is a buy low opportunity. If the Bengals go out and Joe Burrow throws for 2 yards again in the second half and Ja'Marr Chase isn't getting open and he's frustrated and T. Higgins has two catches or whatever it is, then it's time to hit up your Ja'Marr Chase owner in your league and go, hey, what's up, bro? What's going on, dude? Man, you paid a lot for him. What if I give you all this? and help you out. I know you used all those assets, that big draft pick on this one position. What if I give you a few guys and help you out? Fleece him. Fleece them. Who doesn't matter. Try and buy low on the Bengals. See if you can. If they suck today, I don't think they will. I think this could be a really high-scoring game. Because if you remember, people are like, yeah, the Jags, yeah, fine. They won last week against the Panthers. They didn't look that good. It was whatever. Like, it's week one. There were some miscues really close. Trevor Lawrence and Brian Thomas were inches multiple times.
And there was a weather delay, too. Same thing happened in the Eagles-Cowboys game. Both teams, both offenses were churning. Then you had the weather delay. And then everybody kind of sucked afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it comes to a screeching halt because, duh, how are you going to stay warm? How are you going to stay stretched? How are you going to stay ready for... What, dude, that delay was like 2 hours.
And it happened before halftime, so they came back.
Yes.
And then went for another break.
Finished the first half, then broke again. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, let's forget halftime at that point. Come on, let's get this going. No, that was the joke the rest of the day that my friend was making on that Sunday. It was just like, Jag's still playing? It's like 6 p.m. Jag's still on? You know what I mean? That was the joke of that day. But, yeah, this is going to be a high-scoring game. So I still think Travis Hunter, if you need to start him, you can. I would go the opposite way. Brian Thomas, smash start. And Travis Etienne, more of a smash start than he was, right? That was a whole question mark before the season started, and it looks like he's going to be the sole owner of that backfield until Tootin makes a name for himself, which we mentioned him in the waiver wires as well. Bashel Tootin could be a guy in your waiver wire still who could make some noise if Etienne starts to look like he has in a couple of years past, right? Which is making mistakes, untimely fumbles, things like that, right? So from the 816, week two survivor pick, Mac, I can't use the Broncos. Whew, got them last week in a close one there against the Titans. They eked that out for you, I guess. Survivor pick, I forgot who mine is this week. But it might be the Broncos, honestly, because I didn't use them last week. I can't remember.
Personally, I went Bills.
You went Bills this week on your survivor?
Yeah, I went Cardinals week one, squeaked that one out, and then I went Bills. Another good option is Ravens.
That's a good
division
one.
Game, but still.
It's going to be close, though, dude. Oh, those games are so close. Let's see. Who's my survivor? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I did Broncos this week. Yeah, so that I cannot. So that's tough for 816. I'm sorry, can't use Broncos. That's literally who I picked this week. That's so funny. Yeah, wait, who'd you say you went week one, Mustard?
I went Cardinals week one.
I did too. I went Cardinals week one. Yep. So we're thinking the same there. So yeah, I mean, follow Mustard's lead on that, right? Like Ravens is a scary one to me, but I like the Bills, even though that's kind of a scary one too. But I think one of those two teams is winning today. Probably both of them.
Yeah, it kind of comes down to, do you trust Josh Allen or Justin Fields? Mm-hmm. Do you trust Lamar Jackson or Joe Flacco?
Yep.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the better quarterback.
If you've got massive cojones for your survival, you could pick the Saints at home. It's Mac against Mac Jones. Super injured Niners team. No George Kittle.
Yeah, but you got the threat of Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne back together.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The legendary duo. The long talked about duo of, yeah, I forgot, my fault. Who is it again? Who are these guys? Yeah, never heard of them. All right, let's continue on here with some max matchups. If we just want to restart that bed, we'll continue on. Getting some good stuff on the text line here for max matchups. Love all of those questions. We're going to get to those. 816, I see yours about Travis Hunter and Jalen Warren. We'll talk about all those. Here coming up during the start sit text segment. So make sure you are a part of that on the text line, 913-586-7965. We've got about 30 minutes left here on Fantasy Football Sundays, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Pat's Dolphins, another guy, buy low, Tyreek, right? He's going to get traded at some point, I think. I know Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday that there's no traction. They haven't been received any calls. Not that they're not taking any, but they haven't received any, which is telling. People don't want to deal with the off the field bullcrap, which I admire. I'm glad the Chiefs aren't, and I don't think they should. I know that was a big thing for the first week of the season after the loss, and I think some people still want that to happen. I'm anti bringing Tyreek back on this team, even though I know why people desire that, right? Hopefully the offense can show us a little bit why they're going to be okay today, but we'll see. It's going to be a tough day. Tough matchup, at least. So may buy low on Tyreek today against after the Patriots game, because we'll see what happens, but I don't foresee happy things for the Miami Dolphins. No Christian Gonzalez again in week two for the New England Patriots, for your New England Patriots, Jacob Mustard. So I think Tyreek could still have a better day. I think you have to start him. Travion Henderson owners, here's what I'll say about the Patriots and Travion Henderson. I said it before the season, and I'll say it again now. Be patient. This is going to take time. For whatever reason, you're giving Ramondre Stevenson, the Patriots that is, are giving Ramondre Stevenson the number one back carries, and they're going to do so for the first month of the season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. And it's hard because I have Stevenson on my bench and I'm like, I wanna drop him.
Yeah.
But I know he's the running back one right now and will be for the next couple weeks. So I'm trying to add him into a trade or something. Just give him away. It's just gonna be patient on players like RJ Harvey and Travion Henderson. We knew they weren't going to be the lead backs coming into their role.
Yeah.
But they will be eventually.
No, exactly. Be patient on these rookies, right? Sometimes it's wide receivers. A lot of the time, in my opinion, it's the wideouts. Running backs, sometimes you don't have to wait. Like Omarion Hampton and Ashton Jeanty, you're not waiting on those guys. Those are week one. You're starting them every week. They're going to, even though neither of them were great in their week one performances. Omarion Hampton, honestly, looked really good. He just didn't get the usage. Jeanty was like 2 yards a carry, but that was the thing that I feared with the Raiders and Jeanty, that offensive line.
Did you see the stat, though? I think he had, what was it, like 33 yards rushing, and he had 44 yards after contact.
Like, dude, yeah, that's so impressive. That's amazing. But when I'm talking about fantasy football, that sucks. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want him to have an offensive line so he can get 3 yards up the field and then truck people. We know what he can do with momentum. With forward momentum, he's unstoppable. He's 5'9" and he's 240 pounds. He's low to the ground. He's fast. He's quick. Love Ashton Jeanty. But as far as Travion Henderson goes, I think it's a flex option right now. But he's not that RB1 or RB2 slot yet. But again, be patient. If that's a guy you can buy low on, do that, right? If someone is really getting ticked off after this week, right? If there's another slow week for Travion Henderson and he still only has 10, 11, 12 touches, maybe that's someone you can talk to in your league. 49ers Saints. Other than McCaffrey and Kamara, I'm out on the Niners. And everyone else, Olave's a spot start for you as a flex, maybe wide receiver too. I'm not confident in Pearsall right now with Mac Jones. I'm not. I know you mentioned Kendrick Bourne. Is that who you mentioned, Mustard? Yeah, Kendrick Bourne, like, that's a guy if you're in extended leagues, 12-man leagues, big rosters, dynasties.
32-man leagues.
32-man leagues. Yes, 32-man leagues. Legitimately, yeah. I mean, I'm in a 20-man. Like, I need to actually double-check some stuff on that. But as I pull up that app. So Kendrick Bourne, a guy that you could maybe go, okay, he has the chemistry. Mac Jones is going to look to him because he doesn't know any of these other guys. Hot take, Mac Jones maybe doesn't look totally terrible because it's Kyle Shanahan. And this is what guys like Kyle Shanahan do. Like,
and he has Christian McCaffrey in the backfield.
And he's going to have a dump-off option for McCaffrey. So, but again, not reliable enough for me to go, okay, I'm starting Ricky Pearsall today. I just can't do that right now. And maybe I'll eat crow on that. We'll see. Browns, Ravens. Zay Flowers is interesting to me. I think he'll have a lot of catches. I just don't think he's getting like in the end zone today. I wouldn't bet on that. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I've got the history pulled up, I think. Or I did. I can get it pulled up because it's, if you look at these matchups, man, it's crazy how low scoring, how close these are. These are ugly, ugly, gross games, and they shouldn't be, but they just are. The last time they played, it was a blowout, and you'll have a blowout every three or four matchups. The Ravens will do what they're supposed to do. But then the other three, it's 29-24. It's 31-33. The Browns win. It's 20-23. Like, these are the matchups in the last few years. It's 22-24. It's 10-16. And then there's a 38-6, a 47-42 in 2020. These matchups, 24-26 back in 2018. There's just once a year, 9-12 in 2018. Those were the two matchups in 2018. These are usually, you're probably good for 50 or 60% of the time just betting on this being a gross, low scoring, less than 25 points each game, and it's just going to be fumbles and mistakes, things that shouldn't happen happening, terrible coaching decisions. Everything logical about the game of football gets thrown out the door in these AFC North matchups, especially when the Browns are involved in one of them. So this is a game where, again, you can start Zay Flowers if you have to. I'm not saying that. I just don't think he maybe has an explosion day. And who knows? Again, that's it. That's one where you could go the opposite around and say, no, I think it's going to be great because they were so bad last week. A couple more here before we get to your starter sit questions on the other side of the break here on 96.5 The Fan. Eagles, Chiefs. I personally, I'm not a Pacheco owner in fantasy football leagues right now. If I was, I would not play him today. I don't think I can. I was hot on him to start the season. That was such a rough showing, dude. Like, I think his top speed's back, but that's the thing. Like, with Pacheco, he's not a guy who's has great acceleration. He doesn't have good vision. He has his eyes down in the ground while he's running the football. He's just. There are just things about Isaiah Pacheco that are just a little icky right now, and I need to see it to believe it, especially against a defense like this. Obviously, the same goes for Kareem Hunt. I'm starting Hollywood Brown, even versus this defense. He's a flex, but I'm starting him. He's going to get targets. He's going to get targets if you're desperate for wide receivers in a deep league again. Tyquan Thornton, there's a good chance he gets a deep ball today. Tyquan Thornton's stat line very likely could be 2 catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. Right?
Yeah, and a little teaser for the next segment. What about Juju Smith-Schuster? What are you doing with him?
I did see that text. Juju Smith-Schuster. Great tease here. Juju's a tough one. Juju's one that, again, I think if you're in a 10-man, I think you probably have other options. But if you're in a 12-man or more, yeah, I think you start him. I think it's going to be Brown and Juju as far and Travis as far as quantity of catches. And I think Thornton's going to be a boom or bust guy. I think he's – Tyquan Thornton is Rashid Shaheed today to me. That's Tyquan Thornton. Juju Smith-Schuster, though, that's a guy who, yeah, could have 5 targets, 4 catches for 60 yards. It's a solid flex day. Maybe and you hope he gets in the end zone. Like, you hope one of those catches is a touchdown. You're kind of banking on that. So I think it's a risk. I don't love it, but I think Mahomes is going to have a good day today. Mahomes is going to be Superman again. I know that. I would put money on Mahomes killing it today, legitimately. Go to DraftKings and you can look at it. Don't be scared of A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith on the Eagles side. I know last week was weird. We'll see what they do today. I think the run defense of the Kansas City is still going to be solid enough where they can't just fully go Saquon and hopefully... Spags and that defense watched last week's tape against the Cowboys where Jalen Hurts is just running against man coverage because no one's looking at him. Hopefully they've got a spy on him. Leah Chanel's eyeing him and can get over to him. So don't be scared of those guys. I think they're going to have to throw more. I think that's probably the Chiefs' plan is to kind of make Hurts use his arm as much as they can. Noah Gray's a sleeper if you need a tight end with Xavier out as well. And then Sunday Night Football, Falcons, Vikings, Drake London and Mooney, I think, are good to go. They both struggling with injuries. I think Mooney was out last week. Drake London is going to play. Drake London is just so tough. Vikings defense, we know how great they are. Brian Flores, one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. Like, he should be a head coach. But they were exploitable last week. They had misses last week. Caleb Williams had guys open, missed them a couple of times, and he was 10 for 10 to start the game. They were able to run the ball a few times with DeAndre Swift. Like, the Vikings looked beatable. Guys were open. Penix had 6 rushing attempts, which is great for fantasy owners. And dude, Jefferson and Hawkinson, no surprise, those are the guys. 35 and 20% target share last week for Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson. If you've got a matchup question about one of those that I missed, you know, Bears, Lions, Bucks, Texans, whatever it is, I know we've got a division matchup, AFC West, Chargers, Raiders, starting at 9 p.m. on Monday night. Gosh, that's so stupid. I can answer questions on those as well, because coming up, it is start or sit. This is all about you. Flood the text line right now. Flood the Tow Service text line right now. 913-586-7965 for all of your text questions right here on Fantasy Football Sunday. Jacob Mustard, Mac Morey here with you for another 20 minutes. You can watch, listen, wherever on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, wherever you want. Stay locked in for the next 20 minutes. Start or sit right here on Fantasy Football Sunday, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Start or set.
Yes. Here we are, back on Fantasy Football Sunday, and it's time to answer all of your questions. Please send them in, 913-586-7965, and I will be answering all of them, okay? Or as many as I can, okay? As many as I can, because there are a lot of you, and I want to get to as many as I can. So let's start right off the top. Got Jameson Drake in Hollywood. Start two. What's your opinion? I think Hollywood's a good start today. I know the Eagles defense, and I think you've got the Falcons playing tonight against the Vikings, and we talked about that matchup. I think Michael Penix and Drake London might just be one of those duos where we kind of have to start them unless told otherwise. Jameson Williams is such a boom or bust guy. He is playing the Bears today, so there could be a lot of boom. Honestly, ceiling-wise, I think you got to go Jameson over Hollywood. I think Drake's the guy we start today. Drake's the one I'm going, yes, I'm starting Drake London. And then you're kind of deciding between Jameson Williams and Hollywood Brown. I think I would go Jameson Williams for the ceiling. But if you're in a PPR, I think Hollywood could have seven catches. So I don't know. That's a tough one. But I think Jameson and Drake. Britton Strange or Drake Ferguson. Why not? Let's go Britton Strange. I like that. I like a high-scoring game today. Travion Henderson or Devontae Smith in the flex. Devontae Smith. Be patient with Travion Henderson. That'll be an easy answer in 3 or 4 weeks. That'll be one that I'm not even thinking about. But right now, Devontae Smith. Caleb Williams or Justin Fields. Super flex. Second QB. Sidebar. Super flex is the way to go, guys. We want two QB leagues. You want that. Caleb Williams or Justin Fields? Let's do Justin Fields for sure. Start two, DK, Emeka Egbuka, Zay Flowers, Omarion Hampton. Oh my gosh. Out on DK this week. Emeka Egbuka, who did the Bucs got? We talked about that, right? We didn't get to talk about that game. But yeah, they play the Texans. A really good defense. But Egbuka was so good last week. He did catch two touchdowns. So that's volatile, right? You can't bank on things like that. I'm going to start Hampton. I'm going to start Hampton and Zay Flowers. If you want ceiling, go Emeka Egbuka. I don't feel great about it, though, Texter. I benched Tet McMillan for ETN. Good call. Yeah, I like that. ETN could have had way more points than he had last week. He got targeted a lot. I don't line that at all this week for Panthers-Cardinals. I think that could be a good game as well. Is Diggs for New England going to do anything today? Start or sit? Mustard, what do you think about your Patriots?
No, I mean, it's a hard matchup because, you know, we got a new coach, but Tua is still 8-0 against the Patriots. And
this
it
is
starts.
A bad secondary for Diggs. Like, Diggs should able to dice up this secondary.
He should be. I'm higher on Kayshon Boutte than I am on Diggs just because Diggs is still coming off of that ACL tear. It's hit or miss. If you're in PPR, I think he gets enough targets to make up his volume.
There we go. Houston kicker and Eagles kicker. Who plays? I don't know. I don't know, man. You'll have to look it up, bro. I don't know.
Go weather and dome.
Yeah, I was about to say weather and dome is really all I can say to you. Look at the conditions. Look at field conditions. Hollywood or Travis Hunter in my flex? Hollywood. Travis Hunter or Jalen Warren flex spot? Travis Hunter. Diggs and Ridley are on my bench. Should any of these three over Tyreek or neighbors? So let's talk about this on a wider perspective. Diggs and Ridley are guys in PPR leagues that I really like. I think they're going to get a lot of targets. I know last week was weird for the Patriots offense. Drake May didn't impress for me. I think that's going to change. They're going to get back. As Mustard explained, this is a new coach. They're going to figure that out. Same thing goes for Ridley, right? Newer offense, new quarterback. Ridley is the guy. Should any of those three start over Tyreek Hill? I only have two. So I think for just in general, I really like Diggs and Ridley this week and in the future. I think these are guys that you can count on in your flex or wide receiver two spots. I think you could start either of those over Tyreek or Malik Neighbors, Texter. I really could. I'm not confident in either Tyreek or Malik Neighbors today. I don't know about you, Mustard, but I can't trust what I'm seeing right now. I would start Tyreek Hill today. I'll say that. No Christian Gonzalez makes me want you to start Tyreek Hill today. But I'm not starting Malik Neighbors today, I don't think. I don't know, man. I like Diggs and Ridley.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ridley as well. Out of all of them, though, it's week two. You drafted Neighbors either at the end of like seventh or...
It's true. It's a good, great point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those where you just... If it's full PPR, I just lean on Tyreek and Neighbors and then give it another week.
You're right. Sometimes Mustard has to talk me down. I love it. Flex option, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Jacoby Myers? Let's go Marvin Harrison. Michael Pittman or Devontae Smith from a wide receiver two today? I'm kind of high on Devontae Smith, but I do like Michael Pittman. I talked about him a little bit today. I'm so sorry. I don't like Michael Pittman really today. I talked about him last week. Michael Pittman's a stay away. Yes, definitely. Don't do that. Devontae Smith. Hill or Flowers? Hill, Bowers, Kyle Pitts, gamble on Bowers and pick a backup. Fan is also on waivers.
They mean the
like drop.
The backup, Michael Mayer.
Okay, Michael Mayer. Well, first off, yeah, Harold Fanning is great. I would get him, and I would still start Kyle Pitts today. I'm starting Hollywood over DJ Moore in a 12-man. Double flex league. Don't feel great about it, but I feel like I have to. I think you should feel fine about that today. I get where you're coming from because kind of what alluding to what Mustard said, to what you drafted a guy at. And I think a lot of the time you in a week two, you at such a good lesson, you do kind of have to go with, I drafted this guy in the first or second round. I used these assets. I paid $40 for him or whatever it is, right? It's only week two. I can't just ditch because then you're going to be pissed. And I think Mustard made a great point because then you're going to be mad. Like for that Hill and Neighbors guy, if Hill or Neighbors and you sit one of those guys and Neighbors has seven catches for 100 yards and a touchdown, you're going to be like, what would I do? Like Neighbors? against the Cowboys defense without Trayvon Diggs or Bland there. I think you're right. I think I was talking nonsense. I was wrong on that. You've got to stick to your loins today. But again, not at a fault. Not at a fault. If a situation presents itself, Hollywood Brown's not the Hollywood Brown that he was 2 weeks ago. Xavier Worthy's out. Right? He just had 9 catches for 100 yards. We didn't know that was going to be a thing. So context does matter for one like this. But I think if you're talking Tyreek and Neighbors and things like that, I think you got to stick with your gut. Quentin Johnson or Stephon Diggs, 0.5 PPR. This is the stuff, right? These are the questions, because Quentin Johnston looked like Randy Moss against the Chiefs last week. And the Raiders don't have a good defense. They could pass the ball more again. So that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs. Kind of going to go with Stephon Diggs on that one. But I wouldn't be mad if you went with Quentin Johnston. Hunter Harvey or Calvin Austin in the flex. Eesh. Calvin Austin. But what? I mean, yeah, go Calvin Austin. DJ Moore or Hollywood? I mean, we just talked about this one. I think I'm going Hollywood Brown today. I think Caleb Williams is going to spread it out a lot. And he missed DJ Moore a couple of times last week. I'm not going completely away from DJ Moore. I just think Hollywood Brown could have 7 or 8 catches today. And I don't know if that's the case for DJ Moore. What do you think about this, Mustard? We've had this question now 2 or 3 times specifically.
Well, so my only concern with DJ Moore is how many options and how often Ben Johnson likes to spread the ball.
They spread it out, man.
Like Amon-Ra St. Brown on the Lions back with Ben Johnson was great because him and Goff had a good connection.
They don't have that yet.
I don't think so. And DJ Moore is a great receiver.
He's
not Amon-Ra St. Brown where he's going to demand 12 targets a game in this style of offense.
Nope. Not with Caleb Williams yet. Not yet.
It's definitely a tough choice.
And I think Hollywood Brown could today. He could demand those sorts of targets. We saw it last week, 9 for 100. He had a couple drops. It could have been 11 for 120 or something, right? He's going to be used a lot today. So I think it comes down to specifically that. And like for the Bears too, like you mentioned the mouths to feed, but DeAndre Swift, dude, like that's the guy that they're feeding. They're running the ball to him. They're dumping it off to him. He is the guy. Like, Monongai got some usage there, too, which I thought Kyle Monongai looked good in the backfield, but they're going to that backfield a lot. So that's kind of why I'm leaning Hollywood Brown. Few more minutes here, so make sure you use them to text in your questions. 913-586-7965 is the J Southland Tow Service text line phone number. And make sure you stay locked into 96.5 The Fan, because we've got Jay Binkley coming up with After Hours for the next 2 hours. Then we've got Josh Briscoe for 3 hours on Chiefs pregame show right here on 96.5 The Fan, which leads in to our guys, Josh Klingler over there on the sidelines, Dana Hughes and Mitch Holtis in the booth for the first time this season in Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Mayfield or Fields, Standard League. I'm going Fields because of the legs. Pacheco or Chubb? Nick Chubb. Dude, I'm just off on Pacheco right now. Start Herbert or Mahomes. Pittman or Judy. Xavier Leggett, Ramondre Stevenson in a flex spot. Man, this is an ugly one. I think you got to go Ramondre Stevenson for right now. I think for right now you do, because he's in the running back one spot. He's going to get the usage.
And he's going to get the goal line touches.
Yeah, he's going to get the goal line touches. There's a very likely shot he gets a touchdown. He gets pay dirt. That's not happening the other way around. George Pickens or Davante Adams. This is a good one. I'm going to go Adams for floor reasons, because I think he's going to get those targets. He got them last week. He had 2 or 3 drops. Just he was out of sorts to start that game. I was going, what the hell is going on? And then he got going. He's Davante Adams. What he does well, and we talked about this before the season, what he does well doesn't rely on athleticism or speed or burst. Yes, he still has some of those things, but his route running, his ability to know where he's at and his body's at, his balance, sideline awareness, and his just straight up glue for hands. So I'm going Adams. Struggling to play Hurts over Nix this week. I wouldn't struggle with that at all. Don't struggle with that. Play Jalen Hurts. Please. I'm telling you. Do that. He's going to score again today. That's not even like talking crap on the Chiefs defense. It's just Jalen Hurts. Like, you can bet on him to score a touchdown every week, and you'll be right 12 times, maybe 13 or 14, right? So I think you've got to do that. Pollard or McMillan in the flex? I'm going Pollard. Again, similar to the last one because of the goal line touches. From the 816, Connor or Buka and the flex, I go at Buka for the ceiling, but that's a tough one too, right? James Connor's so reliable. For some reason though, I don't want to miss on a Buka again. That's a tough one. You could flip a coin on that one. Happy PR Superflex, Judy or DJ Moore, Caleb Williams or Bryce Young. Go DJ Moore over Judy, and if you're playing together, you might as well stack. If that's the same league, 7-8-5, stack that, right? Fun hour. It goes so quick. Time flies when you're having fun. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you watch us. You listen to us on the Odyssey app. And again, you can watch us each week, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, all those things. After Hours is coming up with Jay Binkley. After that, it's the Chiefs pregame show because the Kansas City Chiefs play today at 3:25. You can tune in to Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler, all those guys for the whole game right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Chiefs football. It's your home for fantasy football Sundays with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. Make sure you go follow me. Follow me on Twitter, MacJMorey25 on the X Machine. Love you guys. See you later.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.